What up, everybody? It's Cuff of the Vision Lab Podcast. This episode is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Robert Garcia Agency.
If you're looking for the best insurance and customer service, make sure you pick up the phone and dial 972-645-1844.
Whether it's home, life, or business insurance, Robert and his staff are the best at protecting you and your family.
Once again, that's Farmers Insurance,
the Robert Garcia Agency. The phone number, 972-645-1844. And the website is farmersagent.com/R Garcia. And don't forget to mention the Vision Lab Podcast.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to the Vision Lab Podcast in partnership with Nexum Creative. I'm your host, Ryan Cuffey, alongside my co-host, Mr. Ryan Mosley. The Vision Lab is the official growth mindset podcast for all visionaries worldwide, showing mad love to the cigar community. It's here in the lab where we focus on growth and exploring the developmental path of people's visions and dreams and how those dreams come into reality. Yo, I am super, super excited about this. It's been a long time coming. We in the building, son. You know, I'm so amped up and ready to go. Hey, Mo, who do we have in the lab?
Today's guest is a native of Belgrade, Florida. He spent time in the NFL 5 years with stops in Tampa, Washington, and Cleveland. He is the creator of the brand that we all love, Cigar Porn. Please welcome James Lee to the Vision Lab Podcast.
That's nice. That's nice. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
What up? What up? What up?
Good, man. How you?
Hey, man, we're so grateful, man. This is it's a long time coming. We started off, season 2 or 3, we had Brandon Williams of Cigar Porn on. Now we have the founder of Cigar Porn into the lab, man. And so we are certainly honored to have you, you know, here in the lab with us, brother.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
So let's just jump into it, right? So, first of all, you know the name is sexy, right? Cigar Porn. How did that, you know, how does Cigar Porn come to be?
It just honestly, sitting back on Instagram back in the day, posting cigars and hashtags, like it was one of those things that just caught my eye and stood out to me. And it's like, you can't honestly walk by it and not say something. It just, it's one of those things just pop out to you.
Yeah.
Got with my graphic guy and it was like, man, I got this vision of creating this brand. And, but I was like, I'm gonna switch it up a little bit because, you know, if you type in PRN, you go into a porn site. Which so many people still do, but no, we try to find a way that we can get around that without going to the actual porn site. So we created the X. And so putting those two crosses of cigars together, we created an X and it was like, boom, we in now.
So Mo talked about it in your intro. I mean, obviously you spent some time in the league, but do you have a background in fashion or apparel?
No, I have a degree in early childhood development.
Really?
Not at all. This was kind of like, I hit it hard and I just put it into work. I did my research. I bought into classes to learn how to get into the apparel business. I did that, little seminars and everything prior to selling anything.
Man, that's crazy. So, and you guys have been around for a little over 3 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you had this degree in early childhood, right? And then you've been in the league. You dove into, creating this brand and this apparel. Talk about some of the fundamental learnings that you had when actually creating this brand.
Well, just the process. I mean, like crazy enough, man, when I started off, I went and bought, like, I was trying to be big on presentation. And so I bought all these boxes. I put them together and I got my stamps made with Cigar Porn on it. And my first probably like 200 packages, I put it in this nice box, had a shirt and a cigar. And I would stamp all these packages. And I went to the post office and the lady was like, "Is it cigars in there?" I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "You can't ship those." And I was like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "You can't ship them." So I literally had to take all these boxes, take them over to UPS, and we had to put them in bags individually, then put them in another box, and then ship them out. And so then it's crazy enough, like doing that, man, people were charging, they were getting charged $3, $4 for shipping, and here I'm paying $9, $10 of shipping. So I had a real quick life learned lesson, like I'm killing myself in the beginning. But it was good though. It was one of those learning curves.
I was kind of like saving this question for like later on, but I feel like it's kind of like we're coming up on this part of it. Like, when did you know it was going to work, man? Like so you got a degree in early childhood development. You didn't set out to have a cigar clothing line, but you know, you had a light bulb moment. When did you say, "All right, you know what? I'm going to put all my energy into this. Like, this is going to work."
Honestly, man, I was just excited. It was, once I went to like a seminar, it was a 3-day seminar in Atlanta, and everybody was in there was talking about like motivation with getting money and how God has moved them. And because they were in there talking about like, what's your purpose and who's your audience? And I was just like, if you like cigars, you like cigar porn. Everybody else had this big ass story about God changed them and they get a better person and everybody gonna get money and this out. I was like, I just like cigars. And if you like cigars, you like cigar porn. And it was like, everybody was on board. But when I did, once I got everything rolling, man, I did like a 10-day pre-sale and I had 45 orders. And that's when I knew, I was like, oh, we got something going.
So did you drop everything and say, this is my focus, this is what I'm gonna focus on? Or did you have to go through a couple of things and work, you know, work it as a side hustle at first?
Honestly, so the crazy scenario about me was, I was in Charlotte at the time when I first started. Just kind of doing all my research and stuff. And so I had a business there. So after I retired, I went and worked for Merrill Lynch for a year through their financial advisor program. That didn't work out. So I bought a franchise where I took sports enrichments into preschools and charter schools. So I did that for like a year and a half. And so I ended up moving back to Tampa and was basically gonna bring that same program back in Tampa also, in the midst of flying cigar porn. And literally the first month of sales, I was like, I ain't doing that no more. It's over. it was a no-brainer for me.
That's crazy.
So I didn't go to one school in Tampa yet.
I want to rewind. All right, so you're at this conference or seminar or whatever, and you know everybody's got the Holy Spirit. They found their purpose. They're driven, and you said it. You kept it super simple, right? You know, you like cigars. You like cigar porn. As a entrepreneur, what type of mindset do you have to not only get a brand or a company and business off the ground, but what kind of mindset do you have to actually go out and win?
Honestly, it's always been my mindset. I mean, from football, it's like, I can't be defeated. Ain't nobody gonna outwork me. So that was a mindset I already had. And so coming into just putting it into apparel, it's the same thing I did with my kids. And it was the same thing I put in here. So it was properly going in, doing all the research, finding out who had what. Like I said, I did, the research for this was probably six, 7 months before I even sold a shirt. So like I said, I went and found this seminar that was like how to make t-shirts and how to sell t-shirts. Paid like $500 for a seminar. I went in and just dived in. So I put in the work to be successful. It wasn't just like, oh, here we go. even with my logo, I was very detailed for like a month and a half on what I really wanted. So having a mindset that when I'm going in the right way, there's no shortcuts, and we're gonna do everything by the books, and we're gonna treat this as a business, not just like, oh, I got a t-shirt. So it wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna just be selling out the trunk and in the cigar lounge where I go in. Like, that's what really turned the favor of me not going to my schools and saying, hey, man, forget them kids. I'm making money every morning when I wake up. I'm waking up to money. So it was going through that process and doing things the right way to understand, like, we're gonna win this.
Yo, and you winning big, bro. I love it. I love everything that you're doing, man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, when this is over with, like, I'm sitting out in the elements right now because we're going to place an order for a cigar point hoodie or something for sure.
No, what's happening?
Before we get a little bit further into it, I want to say thanks to the people who helped take care of us, Cuff. Obviously, Edwina Brown and the family over at Blowin' Smoke Cigar Lounge. The address is 215 West Kent Wisdom Road in Duncanville, Texas. Visionaries, if you're anywhere in the southern part of DFW, make sure you get to Blowin' Smoke Cigar Lounge. Crystal and Tim at Class A Vodka, we can't thank you guys enough for all of your support. Ladies and gentlemen, the slogan is class in every glass. It is an amazing vodka. We wouldn't tell you if we didn't stand on the product. And Cuff, I know you wanted to give a special shout out to the good folks at Dallas Leaf.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out to Dallas Leaf LLC. Right now, I've got the Hamilton smoking on that. Outstanding stick. Look at the burn. You can look at the ash. Really enjoying it. Hey, you guys keep doing your thing. Also, to anybody that comes out to Dallas, man, hit them up. They've got a number of different things that they do, from entertainment LLC as well as a foundation. So great group of folks, Ron. We love everything about Dallas and what you guys are doing.
I got a question for you, James.
Right.
When you started, you know, going down this road, how soon was it before, like, your circle actually, like, took you serious? Because, you know, everyone knows somebody with a t-shirt line. Everybody knows somebody like, oh, I'm gonna make hats. But when did you know, like, the people around you, like, the people whose opinion that you actually value were taking you serious?
Yeah, honestly, it took a minute. Like, I don't know, like, detail to how long it was, but I know, like, which is crazy, though, that in my business prior to, I learned that those that were close to me, I had a guy tell me one time, it's like, actually one of my mentors, it's like about how people that don't know you will support you more than those that do. And so at the time, me not knowing exactly what he meant, I had guys that I knew that I needed that worked in top roles at preschools that I needed to get into, and they didn't let me come in. Like, gave me the runaround. And so once I started the business, that wasn't my focus. I already knew that it's not about who buys shirts that I know, it's the people that I don't know. And so coming to Tampa, it was like perfect because Cigar City, and then we just have that revolving door in the cigar lounges. So you have people come in each and every weekend, and I'm just like, one person, they see one person with it, they like, oh, I need that. I go to the trunk, boom, get it, give them a card, they go back to where they from, and now they got a client forever.
So I'm curious, James, how did you go about, you know, selecting the material, knowing the different vendors and manufacturers that you wanted to engage with? If I'm starting off a business, an apparel or clothing line, what advice can you give someone that's actually looking to, you know, start their own thing in terms of finding the right vendors, the apparel, CRM systems, whatever it is that you use?
Honestly, a lot of that stuff I learned in that seminar that I went to, because I didn't know nothing about the type of shirts and different things and just material wise. And once I got to Tampa, I just kind of, I went in to probably about four or five local print shops and sat down and just picked their brain on what type of, how they run their business, because I needed somebody that was legit serious about what they were doing and willing to have me my products in the right in a right time frame so I can get them shipped out. And so, yeah, I went through, ended up going through two different print companies, but eventually from the print, the seminar, that's where I knew what type of shirts. And then once I got with the right printing company, us just having normal sit downs and talking about where I want to go and what kind of material I'm looking for, then from there we was on the go.
With you like occupying the space that you do now, right? Like you, like I'm obviously you're still in a very much a growth setting right now as far as the brand goes, but you got your feet firmly planted on the ground. Like people know who you are, they know what y'all are all about. Right. What's the first thing you think about every morning when you wake up in regard to the brand?
Oh, I got to go get it. Period. I got to get people this shit out. I got to send them, like, I don't want, so the biggest part of the craziest thing about what happened to me early was I would get, so just say, as for this week, Friday, I put in my order. Well, it takes about 7 business days for me to actually get that shirt back. And then all of a sudden, so if you order this week, you got a week, and then probably a couple of days that'll get it to you. So it'll be 2, probably 3 weeks before you get a shirt. But then if you order, it was just a cycle of keep going. And people started to email me and call me like, hey, I ain't got my shirt yet. And so as I sit back and order all this stuff off of Amazon and get it in a day or two, it's like, damn, why we love Amazon so much? So that made me invest in myself. And that's why I started off with like 1,000 shirts. I said, man, I'm just going to bust it. Give me 1,000. This is what I'm going to have. And I'm going to get people their shit in 2 to 3 days. So when I wake up in the morning, I say, I got to go get it. First, I got to ship people their stuff out. Second, I got to go to the lounge and see who, I got people calling me, say, hey, I need such and such. So I'm going to drop it off. Or I'm going to have a meeting with whoever. I'm going to pick up shirts and stuff or whatever from my print company. So I have literally every day, it's on my calendar, what I have planned for the day. And I wake up and just say, hey, let's go get it.
So you're on a first name basis now, the people at the post office, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's easy. They know me. It's funny, like certain days, the latest one is one black lady, like, she was like, oh, you're a little light today. Like, all right, don't worry, I'm gonna come back in another 2 days. I'm gonna come flood the whole thing up. So, because sometimes I'm in there, I got 20 to 40 orders, and I'm like, all right, give me the big bin. So when I don't come in with the big men, she's like, oh, you light today. What's up with you? They be joking and stuff, but nah, yeah.
Hey, James, you need to tell her, well, you need to go ahead and buy a couple of these.
Oh, they be, yeah. That's one thing that about me, man. I don't pressure nobody into doing nothing. Like, and that's how the crazy part about with all my reps and stuff, man, that how that came about. That's one thing I do not. And I'm not in the begging business. Like, if you want to fuck with me, you fuck with me. If you don't, it's cool. I'm not all that like, hey, man, I need to get a shirt. Like, but not, listen, when you want one, you come holler at me. I ain't in the business of like, nah, I'll give you another discount. And like, no, if you, when you ready to buy, I'll let you come holler at me.
I love that. You just mentioned something. So you have an interesting kind of go-to-market strategy. You've got different folks that are in regions or states, right, that push the product for you, right?
Right.
Can you kind of talk about how that all came to be and actually what that looks like?
Oh, man, it's a beautiful thing because we're crushing the market in all these different states, different cities. And so, man, I was just... Brandon is one of the guys that I knew prior to starting my business. Brandon lived here in Tampa, and we used to kick it back in the day. And so after buying a couple products, man, he was in Dallas, and I guess they were on his head about, hey, where you get that from? And so one day he came down, and we chopped it up, and it was like, you know, hey, I want to help out. And that was just me, and I was just grinding by myself, literally, for like probably like a year and like 9 months. And once he came on, he started like to get the shirts, get them to people in Dallas. And then so you have just random people hit me up on Instagram, like, hey man, I'm gonna come to Tampa and smoke. And if I'm available, you know, I'll sit back and meet them, sit there, chop it up, and I became develop different friends with different people that I've never met before. And so first it was my man with Don up in Atlanta. Don, actually, I thought Don was here in Tampa so much, I thought he lived here. That's how much he was at the lounge, but he was back and forth from Atlanta. And one day he came and same thing. My man Ryan, I didn't know Ryan. Ryan just called me up on Instagram, like, hey man, I'm in the city for the weekend. Wanna get up with you, buy some stuff, and let's grab a smoke. Now Ryan come to Tampa 4 or 5 times a year just to kick it with me. And so all these people started to come down and just randomly hit me, or I run into them and we sit down and we chop it up and we develop a friendship. And next thing you know, they're like, they already buying all the products. So you're like, man, I love what you're doing. I want to help. And that's why I tell you, I never asked nobody to help me do nothing. It's people that seen my grind, they seen my work ethic, they've seen how I move. And so I take it as an honor to have those individuals, after I got to know them and what type of person they were, definitely, yeah, let's come and join the team. And that's been it.
So how many different cities is Cigar Point on in?
As far as the reps?
Right.
We have LA, Houston, Dallas, Atlanta, Orlando, DC, Tampa. Yeah, and that's it.
And right now it's really just you running everything, and then you've got kind of distributed right in other places. What does it look like in terms of you scaling the business?
I mean, it looks well. I mean, it's just right from now on, it's just going up.
Yeah.
It's everybody doing their own thing, but we all in communication on a day-to-day basis. And everybody's just rolling. We all on the same page.
What other cities are you looking to kind of move into in 2021?
Hey, the situation has to be right. I don't ask nobody for nothing. I can easily post on there like, hey, I'm looking for this city. I'm looking for that city. But then it's like, you got 100 people coming at me, want to be on the team. And then it's like, man, what if I picked the one bad out of the apple, out of the group? That brings the brand down. So it's like, so many people reach out, but I'm like, all right, talk to me. I don't know you. You don't know me. But yeah, you want to be a part of the brand? Let's have a conversation. Let me know who you are. And so after just sitting back and talking with people, it's like I go with my gut, honestly. But over the phone, I'm not gonna just go over the phone. All my reps, I done sat down with them, chopped it up. We done smoked. We done drank. And I know them personally. I don't say I know them personally. I know them personally, but I can get an understanding of who they are and how they carry themselves.
Has there ever been a situation where somebody's reached out and said, yo, I want to get down with you, y'all meet up, and just the energy, the vibe, it ain't there?
Nah, honestly, because everybody else has been like, at the same time, everybody's been like out of town, out of state. And so it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, we over the phone, but still, you can give me some bullshit over the phone. Like, I need to see you. I need to see how you carry yourself. I need to see how you move. And so, because you coming into something that the trainers are already moving, but we ain't going to bring no just because we want somebody in New Mexico, we just going to get anybody and put them out there and say, all right, you part of the team. No. I got to get a feel for you. I want to see what you like, how you move, how you talk, how you handle yourself. Because if it ain't right, then the whole brand fucked up.
Yeah.
Amen.
So.
To continue the point, because now what we're talking about is is essentially, you know, guarding the brand with everything you are, because, you know, obviously the brand is everything, right? Without the brand, like, everything else is kind of null and void.
Right.
If you were given a piece of advice to one of our visionaries who are listening, what is the one thing that you would, or one nugget you would give them when it comes to actually, not necessarily starting a brand, but protecting one?
Yeah.
Man, honestly, the crazy part about it is, I come from an area where, like, everybody wanted something. So as a player, I mean, you have cats come up to me in all forms of fashion, wanting this, wanting that, all coming to, and they just kind of sit back and just listen. And people always end up killing themselves, basically. And I get so much of it, of people coming to me, talking, and I got two ways, I say two things. I say, don't talk too fast where I can't understand what you're saying, and don't tell me about no more money than I ever had, that I've seen. So in that form, for all your fast talkers and all that, like, just sit there and just listen. Don't be quick to react off of everybody that come to try to create whatever with you. Because once you start, like, if you got some dope, they gonna come and try to fuck with you. But I don't jump on just anything.
I mean, you're building a brand and you're doing very well. So, and you got a lot of wisdom. You talked just now about patience and deciphering between, you know, who to vibe with, who not to vibe with, what it takes to protect your brand. And I think earlier you talked a little bit about having a mentor, and that may have been in the education space. Right. But do you have, or have you ever had a mentor as it relates to building your brand and within the apparel industry?
Yeah, I do have a mentor here. Honestly, my guy Jaime, like, he's been in the industry. He has his own lounge, and he's been very helpful for me. He doesn't know, like, apparel. He just knows business. And he's just like even like my first time, I'll never forget, like, what is this, 18? No, it's 18. I wanted to go to IPCPR. And one of the reps is in his lounge, like, man, you need to go to IPCPR. Man, they're going to love you out there. You can get with the different retailers, get your stuff in the shop. As soon as the rep left, he was like, don't you go. You're not ready.
Really?
Wow.
Like, what do you mean? He was like, you're not ready. They will kill you out there. And I sat down and talked the next year. And from that conversation, that's when I kind of hit myself with, let me prepare myself to get ready. I got a year. And I started to make moves with my business to where it's like, okay, I get where you're coming from. And from there, the next year, I actually asked him again, you think I'm ready now? He was like, yeah, go ahead. And it was a great experience going out there, like, seeing random people. Like, they walk around with the shirt. And so I go up to the fucker and like, I like that shirt. And they don't know who I am. They just see me with a shirt too. So, but after talking to him, I tell him who I am, and then it's just all love. So I got a lot of love between the different reps, the retailers, and we got a lot of business from that, getting them in different retailers across the world. And it's just a beautiful thing. But yeah, I go holler at him probably like once a month, once every other month. He don't know the apparel business. We just sit back and we chop it up, and I tell him, like, okay, what am I doing? What I'm trying to do? And he's like, he gives me his opinion.
So would you say that for anyone, whether they are starting a business or not, like, the value, there's a lot of value in having a mentor and someone that.
Yeah. I mean, I've had a mentor when I was playing football. I had a mentor when I was at Merrill Lynch. I've had a mentor when I was had end zone, and they've all been different people. It ain't been the same people. So definitely you got to have somebody in your corner that will be honest to you and respect what you're doing, but give you truth.
That's what's up.
What's the hardest lesson you've learned in this journey? Like, we don't believe in like losses, but we believe in lessons. And what's the hardest one you've had to learn so far?
Honestly, just that everybody word ain't bond. Like, everybody come up to you and say, like, it's crazy how even just sitting back with different reps and or people that saying they're gonna do something for you or with you or whatever it may be, and they don't come through. Sit back and talk your ear off about something, and it's just like, that's what I say now. It's me just being patient and listening and understanding. And right now, like, I know where my vision is and where I want to go and where I want to be. So I just sit back and listen. But a lot of people can just talk. It's crazy. Like, we sit in this lounge and you just run their mouth about what this is and this and that. And it's like, you come to find out, man, that ain't true, bro. And you ain't going to do what you say you're doing.
A lot of slick talkers out there.
That's the lesson. Like, a lot of cats just running their mouth.
So you said the buzzword, vision, right?
Yeah.
For Cigar Porn and James Lee, right? Like, what is your vision?
Take over the world.
Say that one more time.
Take over the world. Like, honestly, if I want you decide that you gonna go and smoke a cigar and leave your house, your ass need to have a Cigar Porn shirt on.
I love the simplicity of it all. I think one of the beauties of what you got going is that, yeah, you put a lot of thought and hard work and you plan in the details on stuff. And anybody who sees the clothes that you guys come out with, like, there's details in it.
Right.
But at the same time, like, your mission is super simple. And I think that's why you've been so successful so quickly, because it's a very defined road. Like, there's not a lot of twists and turns. Like, I'm going from A to B. And that's it.
Simple. Like, a lot of people make the things difficult than they are. Like, everything's real simple. Like, you want to smoke a cigar, you cut it, you light it, you just smoke. But guess what? Motherfuckers want to dip it. They want to chew on it first, then cut it. They want to do our play and blow it and all this. Man, it's simple. You making it difficult.
You know what's interesting, James? You seem to have an old soul. Were you influenced? Like, who's been some of your greater influencers? And I'm wondering. I see my
dad work hard. He bust his ass. My mom worked hard. I mean, I grew up a lot around my grandparents. I'm an only child, so I just know I seen my mom and my people just hustle. And so when I decided that football was what I wanted to do, it wasn't nothing gonna stop me. And so the same shit, like I said, it's the same mindset. You know, you put your mind to it, what you want, then you gonna get it, period. Don't let your friends, your wife, and your girlfriend get all in here. Like, if it's something you want to do, you go get it.
How have your former teammates reacted to what you got going on?
The craziest shit, bro. So, with the shirt you got on. So, I start the brand. I call. I'm talking about number rappers and athletes. And love Instagram models. That's it. Everybody, this porn shirt he got on. First shirt I came out, because honestly, when I went to the mentor, the seminar, I had to do that from there. I kicked it with him for a little bit as far as helping me. And we were like, this going to be the kicker. So we created that shirt first. And probably like 50% of these cats was already still in the lead. So everybody get the shirt. It was like, I can't wear this shirt. It says porn. And I was like, fuck, man. So everybody that I sent it to, it was a few chicks wore, but majority of everybody, especially those that were active, they like, man, I got a kid's foundation. Like, I can't be seeing, being posted no picture with porn on it. So I just had to, eventually certain cats came around and was like, okay, now I can rock it. But no, I get a lot of love from my teammates and colleagues.
I love it. Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, if I got a kid's foundation helping the underserved or whatnot, I can't walk around with a shirt that looks like the word porn on it. That's probably not a good look.
I understood, because like I said, I left a kid. I had a whole company that was catered to kids, and I was like, shit, man, we should have sell cigar porn. Fuck them kids. Like, we got to get to this real money. The kids was good. It was fun, but we finna get to the money.
Let's transition a little bit. So we've been dealing with the pandemic for about a year. Yeah. How has the pandemic affected your business, if at all?
None. This thing been crazy.
Yeah.
It's been truly a blessing. Like, man, what I used to do in a month, I would have, man, and it was crazy that I was trying to get to that point where I do at least 2 to 3 events a month to get those numbers up, because I just want to get it in people's face. You see it, you're going to buy it, most likely. And so I love like events, and you just get to meet people. And once it's that love, man, when you meet a person, somebody in person, you get to chop it up, even if it's a minute or if it's 5. It's that bond you have, and you always got a client. And so we got to that point. I went to, my last event was over at Daytona Bike Week. And then they started to shut stuff down. And it's like mid-March, April came and May came, and the numbers just start going up. And I was like, damn, I'm doing numbers when I was moving around, running around like a chicken. But it's just been a blessing though, man. And we came out with that blackout, and man, we sold a lot in the weekend.
No, all of it's hot. I mean, I've not seen one like line of a brand or clothes or whatever. Like, I've not seen one that I hadn't liked. And you know, my wife would be like, "Look, you can't keep buying all these. So I need you to slow down."
You know, just trying to create different things for all different ways, man. You know, like I said, we started off with this. We broke it up with cigar. We broke it up with porn. Then we came with the big logo. Then you got the embroidery. So for those that can't wear the word porn, like it takes a special dude to wear porn on their chest because of the attention that you're gonna get. Like, some people can't accept that.
Yeah.
Some people like, because it's just gonna happen. So we got the different versions for everybody, and we try to create those avenues that everybody can actually represent and just show their passion that, hey, I love cigars.
You know, I'm glad that you mentioned like that creativity in the different styles and having to kind of think outside of the box, because it is, you know, kind of risque, right?
Right.
Where do you get your creativity from?
It's God, bro. Like, all this came to me literally just sit back. Once I got my mind on it, like, it was a go. Like, the I and the X was there from the jump. And so literally just like, as things go on, like, people started coming like, hey, man, I can't wear this to work, but I want to wear it. And I was like, okay, well, hell, pop porn off and you got cigar. Put the logo here and say, they don't know what it is. It's just like, hey, it's just cigars.
You know, you guys out here taking chances with their livelihood with your shirts, man.
Yeah, we might come out with one that just with this eye on it, with a cigar down the middle. I don't know. We just break it up.
What about the different color patterns you release? Because you know, we see Brandon, and from time to time, he's like, "Look, I only got X amount of these." Like, where did that come from? Because you do a good job of making sure your merchandise is out there, but you don't oversaturate things.
Well, the thing about it is, when you look at it, like, you got so many people that just love color black. Then you get into the different sororities and fraternities. So people wear things and coordinate it with what they like. If that's football, is that basketball or sports, the fraternity, their high school team or their college team or whatever. And so you just try to play on those different colors and get people's attention with it. And they're like, "Hey, I like the Lakers, and I'm gonna wear this purple and gold. But I like LSU, I'm gonna wear this purple and gold. Well, I'm a Q, I'm gonna wear this purple and gold. What's up, dog?" Sir. So it's just you playing on different people. Not is it playing, but you catering to what they like. Right? What school you went to?
Vandy, Theta Beta.
So again, like, he's going to fucking rock to colors of Vandy, like a black and a gold, white and gold.
No, I ain't going to do that. I'm going to rock that purple and gold.
And again, because you're cute, so that's too much alpha deal. So that's what I'm saying. So you're going to have, and that's the thing, that's prime example. So granted, like, you'll have some people that's going to play on the Vandy colors for real, but then the fact that you're cute, so he's not going to play on that because they're like, "Oh, nigga, you're alpha." Yep. So, again, I got him already, purple and gold. He gonna rock it all day long.
All day.
So, like, this color they had all day, I went to Georgia. They gonna sit back and rock this all day long.
So, and that's what I'm talking about. Like, what gave you that intuition? Like, how did you know, man, I need to change up these color patterns based on fraternity, sororities, college, or favorite college?
Honestly, like, first coming out, it was just simple red, black and white. And honestly, when the Clave came up in New Orleans, I was like, man, and they had been asking me, like, people like, "No, you got to do something." These AKs asking for pink shirts, Deltas asking for red. And I'm like, man, be patient, man. Like, y'all don't know that I'm doing this by myself, man. Y'all just chill. And so, That was kind of the turning point for me. I put out those purple and gold. I put out the jersey and I put out the regular t-shirt like a month prior to New Orleans. Man, it went nuts. And then talking to Brandon, the capital, I'm like, "Okay, which color y'all capitals really love?" And we chopped it up. We're like, "Oh, red and white and a little gold." Like, "Okay, cool." So that's it. That was kind of like the start. And then, like, we got so many options, bro. Like, and you just drop it, see what they like.
Is the camo coming back anytime soon?
The hoodie? The camo hoodie?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I got a couple partners, actually. That's the funny thing, when they drop stuff, like, old, and then like this year I kind of had just the purple, red, the black, the big crossing cigar, and the blackout. And so I wear the camo, and dudes looking at me like, "No, but what mine? Like, bro, this came out last year." "Oh, I didn't see that. And it had been my client for 2-3 years. And I'm like, "All right, bro. All right, we're gonna get it for you." So it's been a lot of people been asking me, so we'll definitely get it in there before it gets to get back warm.
Is it really one of those things where, hey, look, if I drop it, you better get it while the getting's good and it's gone, and once it's gone, or will you resurrect something?
Oh, man, you know, it's I used to date like that, but at the end of the day, what I love is the biggest part of is giving people what they want. And that's been the biggest thing for me. It's like, you can't go into these other stores and go tell them what you want. And I have people that always come up to me, man, like, hey, I need this color. Yeah, I want this color. I want that. If I hear it more than five times, I'm like, nah, I got to drop that. Because if five people tell me that they like in the same color, it's more than that. It's more than that. That those five that want it.
Yeah.
So that's the thing what I do like about running this is I'm able to give people what they want. And that's what I give my reps the ability to do is if somebody in their city wants something, man, give it to them.
I see you got your favorite beverage in the glass. When did you decide to get into glasses and all the other things? Like clothing is one thing, but now you got bar accessories and all kind of stuff. Like that's a different ball game, ain't it?
Yeah, you know, well, after just the t-shirts, it became like, okay, how can we brand and get better with this? Like it started off with just t-shirts and hats. So how can we use and grab things that people use on a day-to-day basis? You smoking and you gonna drink. Let's get a decanter set. And so that's what we're trying to do now is create different things that people use on a day-to-day basis and put the logo on it. And like I got some that came today. I thought about it before, but I was like, I don't know. I'm played with it. Like somebody came back to me for the second time and I'm like, all right, let's try it out. We don't know until we put it out. It's off the wall. It's something that ain't got nothing to do with cigars, but you need it when you need it.
Yeah.
We gonna find out how much people need it.
I'm gonna say, well, I guess we're gonna see here in a hot second, huh?
So
I can only imagine.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. So, I mean, I tell you, it's an umbrella.
Oh, okay.
You don't need it till it start raining. Like I told my man, like, man, my wife put, I got two umbrellas in my car, but my wife put them in there. I didn't go and buy an umbrella. But we got a cigar point umbrella. I mean, who really needs an umbrella till it start raining?
Yeah.
I mean, you live in Tampa, you got to have it.
Right, so we'll see how it goes.
And I love it because at the end of the day, it keeps your brand in front of the consumer at all times.
Right.
And that's what it's about. So we're talking about, you know, start off with shirts and then hats, and it's crept into glasses and other things, ashtrays, things like that. But you know, you've actually redefined yourself. How important is it for anyone to learn how to actually redefine themselves to align with the vision and the purpose that they have in their life?
Oh, it's huge, because what you are the brand. So it has to align for you to go in the right direction. You can't go one way and then the brand go in another. So you have to adjust and play that role into, because again, you're the creator. So you got to create and go with the brand.
So you've been killing it. You know, I would say that you're successful. Do you classify yourself as successful yet? Yeah. And if you do, what is your definition of success?
Oh, I don't see myself as successful yet, because like I feel honestly, I had a lot of work to do. Like when I say the goal is to take over the world, like that's like for real. And granted, we've sold a lot of products, but it's so many people. What I learned during this pandemic, I had so many first timers come to my site, and it's still so many people that are starting to get on. There's still those that are hitting CIGRPORN and going to porn sites and getting mad, like, fucking niggas coming up with they having sex on their phone and they looking for a t-shirt. So we got to continue to push that brand. And that's why in every post I post, it's just a lifestyle with the website under it to let you know, like, it's, you need to go to this website to get this. So, no, I don't feel like I'm successful yet. Like, I just, it's so much work to still be done. It's so many more reps to be on the team. It's so many more people that has to have at least a hat on their head or a t-shirt. Like, no, we're not done yet.
Well, I think, have we reached that time yet, Cuff?
Yes, sir.
We have reached the time of the show, James, where we're landing the plane. It is sponsored by the good folks at Grand Brulot Cognac. Thank you to the good folks, Francisco, the owner, our good buddy Jameson, over at the Lovers team, everybody involved in our partnership. We appreciate you guys. We look forward to big things in the very, very near future. Had a great conversation with Jameson today. It's a small world, James, I'm telling you. The question that we ask everybody on the show is, you at a round table, and there are five other seats. You get to have anybody at your table. The only caveat is that you can't have Jesus or whatever higher power you believe in at your table. But dead or alive, who are the five other people you want at your table?
Five people. All right. Give me MJ, Michael Jordan. Give me Tiger Woods. Give me... I put Rick Ross in there.
Rose.
Put me... Denzel Washington. And what's that, four?
That's four.
It is four. And I'll take the other GOAT, Brady.
Okay.
That's a nice table. That's a really good table.
For sure.
That's surrounding yourself with probably the best of the best. And me being a sports guy, looking up to those cats, like, that's a good table. That's a good conversation. It's going to be, good conversations.
James, if you were a book, what would the title of your book be?
It's Just a Lifestyle.
He was ready for that one. That one right there came off too easy.
Yeah, it was. All right, so we're going to land the plane here. I got two questions for you. But before we get to that point, real quickly, how can our visionaries, if they've been hiding under a rock and they don't know about cigar porn, how can they get a hold of you? How can they buy their merchandise? How can they follow you on all of your social media?
All social media, Cigar Porn, CIGARPXRN. You can get all this good merchandise from cigarporn.com, or you can reach out to one of my reps. But if you don't have time for it, you want to go on the site, www.cigarpxrn.com.
Make sure you put the X.
Yes.
Yeah, make sure you put the X on there for real.
You're going to have a little, I don't know, it might offset your time and you may get, do some other stuff.
Don't be searching while you're in church either, in case you put the wrong letter in there.
Right.
Talked about it a little bit, though, before. But what is the long-term vision for cigar porn?
I told you, take over the world.
Take over the world.
That's it. Like, bro, it's a simple plan and everybody on board. We don't have everybody, one person thinking this and one person, everybody locked in. Let's take over the world. And it's easy because the product speaks for itself.
Yeah.
All we doing is transforming. We just giving it from one hand to the next. Here you go. Thank you.
That's what's up. All right, man. Certainly been an honor and a pleasure, team, to have you here in the lab. In case you didn't know, we do have a magical time machine. Okay. So what would today's version of James Lee, what advice would he be giving himself from 5 years ago?
5 years ago. And just continue to trust your gut. That's it. Like I've been in different situations where just trust your gut. Like, and you'll never lead you wrong. And it never has.
Love it. Keeping it simple too. All right, we're going to fast forward the clock 5 years from now, okay? So you're a little bit older. What advice is the older version of James? What advice is he giving you today?
I keep it saying. I don't switch up a lot. Like, it's my I'm simple life. Like, my wife, I'm simple. Like, I get on that nerves every day. Like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to grind it. I'm going to get on her nerves. She going to cuss me out and be pissed off. But that's what that's our love. So I don't switch up too much. Football taught me everything is consistent. Consistency is key. You know, you go outside of doing what's consistent, you fucked.
That's right. Keeping it simple. I love it.
And be consistent.
Well, team, Mr. Lee, very much appreciate you jumping into the lab with us, man. It's been awesome talking out with you. Big, big supporter, big fan of what you're doing, man. Keep rocking it, bro. Keep rocking it. Now, to all of our visionaries that are still tuning in, first and foremost, thank you very much for your love and support. Make sure that you subscribe to the Vision Lab podcast. If you like the content that you heard today, please go ahead and hit that like button. Also hit the subscribe button and the bell notification in case you want to keep up with us. Remember, each one of our guests that jump into the lab are dropping nuggets of wisdom here on the Trail of Life. Ultimately, my friends, it's up to you to pick them up.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Ryan Mosley. My partner's name is Ryan Cuffey. The voice you've been listening to and the face you've been watching is James Lee, the creator of the most important cigar brand, Cigar Porn. Again, it's CIGARPXRN. James, thank you so much for hopping into the lab with us. Thanks again to our sponsors, Blowin' Smoke Cigar Lounge in Duncanville, Texas, Class A Vodka, Dallas Leaf LLC, and the good folks at Grand Brulot. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week on another great episode of the Vision Lab podcast.
Pleasure.
Blessings.